For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
I'm doing better today than every other day of the week.
Just look at this weekend. I love Sunday afternoons.
I do too. Good. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. Even if it's pouring rain, that's good napping weather for me. And when you get my age, naps are wonderful things.
Naps with a capital nap.
Guys, if you don't know who I am, we are A&A Vacuum Mart. We are the oldest vacuum store in the state of Alabama, three generations since 1954. It's our family business, and we grew up in the floor care business, working on vacuums, uprights, canisters, backpacks, robot vacs, rechargeables, and we even sell and work on air purifiers, shampooers, steam mops, and do a very, very big business in built-in vacuum flow systems. It's what we've always done, and to be honest with you, you know, we've got a store in Mobile and in Fairhope, and a lot of people say, well, you know, you can buy a vacuum anywhere, and you can. And we carry a lot of those vacuums that you could buy anywhere. All the I call them the big box stores vacuums, like the Dysons and the Sharks and the Dirt Devils and the Hoovers and Eurekas. And we carry all that. And as we go into our third generation, I rely heavily on this third generation, mostly even the younger ones than the ones that are in the business now. These kids know the internet. And it's my high school and grade school kids that are telling me, Dad, make sure you beat Amazon's price. So that's the first thing we offer, is all the machines you would buy at any other store, we beat Amazon's price. But it allows you to come in and try before you buy, and then know that we back up the product instead of getting that photo or laminated piece of paper in the box that says, do not return to store. They want you to call an 800 number and mail it back to them. We handle that all for you. And while we carry those machines that you would see at a big box store, we also carry machines for the rest of you guys, the ones that have already done the big box store thing. You went there and bought, and then you went back and you bought maybe a little more expensive one when the first one didn't work. And then you went online and you bought because, you know, on TV they said they had this incredible warranty of this Shark vacuum, and you, it'd be the last vacuum you'd ever buy, and it lasted 1 year and 2 weeks. And then the warranty was over, and there was never a warranty anyway, guys. When you got to mail it back, you don't have a warranty. So that's what we offer, are vacuums that you don't see just anywhere, that are really built well, built to last, no more expensive than what you're already paying for big box store vacuums anyway. And that's really what we specialized in. It's what our family has done for three generations. And quite frankly, y'all have supported us very well out here. So if you know somebody that has not seen our store, you definitely want to send them out, because we got two locations.
Mm-hmm.
One in Westmobile.
Easy to find.
It's a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. The telephone number there is 661-3549. And then in Fairhope, my brother Tony is out there. That is on Highway 98. It is a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. So if you're headed south on Highway 98, you're going to see Thomas Hospital. You keep going, 1/2 mile, we'll be on the same side of the street.
You know, David, in math, there's a positive numbers and there's negative numbers below zero.
Yes.
Like on a thermometer. And I'm thinking there are positive thrills in life. There has to be negative thrills in life, and I can think of two if you buy your vacuum or your cleaners at a big box store. The first one is some assembly is required.
Yes.
I think it was a Shark. It might have been a Bissell. I don't remember. It's been that long ago. the first time I'd gotten one and had to assemble part of it, got the handle on backwards, and then I wondered why the buttons wouldn't work right and I couldn't hang the cord like it was supposed to be. So I wasn't, and then I had one screw left over when I finished.
Yes, and just pause you there for a second. Most returns, at least the big companies tell us this, most returns happen because people get about halfway through putting it together and say, the heck with this, and send it back.
Well, somebody in China wrote the directions, you know, and somebody else translated it to English.
That's right, yes.
And it didn't translate well. The other is the negative thrill of trying to pack a vacuum cleaner up and put it in a box to mail it to wherever it's supposed to go. I don't want to fool with all of that.
Well, let me tell you, sometimes I have to open a pack of bags so me and the customer can look and see, you know, if we think it'll fit for the machine they're thinking about.
Yeah.
I have never, in 30 years, I have never been able to put the bags exactly the way they came out.
Or get them all back in the box sometimes.
And I've never, that's it, I've never been able to do it with a vacuum. And can you think, look, for most of us, other than maybe me, vacuums are the least exciting thing you would ever think about. But if you got yours doesn't work, and the only answer is to mail this thing back, I cannot think. I would rather pull my own tooth, than have to box it up and send it back.
Well, I mean, David, let's face it; it'd be a lot better if you could go to Walmart, take the box down, pull it out of the box, plug it in, and it runs.
Yes.
And if something goes wrong, you take it back to the store, and they got an actual repair
department. Yeah, no problem. It's just this.
You know, but they're never going to do that.
Well, and
it's not in their business plan.
You know, in between, you know, this
And I'm not just picking on Walmart. All of the stores work the same way.
You're going to get a rock through the window later.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you buy that way, I'll tell you, you come to our store, and what you'll see, our store is set up so you can all of our pricing is right there where you can see it. So it makes it for a very comfortable experience. I'd hate to walk into a store and you have no idea if you're even remotely in the right area, because you know what? You may be looking at something that looks like a cubic zirconia, and it may be a really, really nice diamond and way more than you can possibly handle. And who wants to say, oh my gosh, that's way out of my budget? But the fact is, I want you to know what things are selling for in my store. I want you to be able to try before you buy. Literally set one machine, because look, I don't care if it's $79 or $150 or more than that. I want you to get your money's worth. And then almost all of my machines come included with a service plan. You know, everything you buy, I think most of us don't necessarily factor in how much service costs. You know, when you buy a car, there's an amount you got to put towards keeping that car running good. And a boat, anything you buy, there's upkeep. And we even provide that for you. Many of our machines, you won't have to worry about the warranty. You won't need your receipt. We will factor all that in for you and handle it. And then we'll have you bring your machine in and get them serviced top to bottom so they always look, run, and smell like new. So most of my machines carry warranties and service plans like that. The idea is just to make it the most convenient thing for you. And it should be, because it is a vacuum cleaner and it's a tool to keep your home looking good and smelling good and operating good.
And, you know, there may be a piece of the market that we're sort of overlooking, and that is come the fall when the kids go off to college for the first time and they've got a dorm room that they need to kind of keep clean.
Yes.
A little small starter vac.
Absolutely.
Or even for a young couple just starting out with their first house or apartment. A little starter vac is not a bad thing, and
yes,
you have those as well.
Well, and I'm so glad you said that, because we don't talk enough about that. You know, a lot of people come to us saying, I'm going to go buy the last vacuum I'll ever have to buy there. But we do sell those little inexpensive $49, $59 machines, so don't forget about us on those.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, you're listening to Talking Dirty with David and Charlie, and we're going to be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back. This is David Lord from A&A Vacuum Art. Two locations, West Mobile. We are a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, we're a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. The telephone number there, my brother Tony, is 928-9286. Whatever you do, if you listen to this show and are interested in checking us out, seeing who we are, go to Shopping for Vax, shoppingforvax.com, or I'll give really the – I have another one, which is aavacuum.net.
V-A-C-U-U-M.
Yes. Either one will get you to our website. And our website is truly unique. Instead of just a picture of a vacuum or of a product, when you click on the picture, it gives a little two-minute video showing how the machine works, what it does, so that you can see it. And if you see something you like, then you know what to do. All these videos we do in our store. And the reason we did it that way is we want you to see what our store looks like, how we do. If you came in and you were looking for vacuums, well, how would that go? Do we grab a hold of your foot and not let go? And it's really so much less than that. I want you comfortable. I want you to find something in your price range. And then I want to find something you like. So many times people come in and say, Hey, I'm looking for a self-propelled vacuum. Well, self-propelled vacuums, believe it or not, can also be heavy and bulky and hard to work with. And some of them, people will push and go, yep, that's not for me. What else have you got? So that's why we carry so many different types of things, so that you can help choose something that works for you. All right, we've got an announcement to make.
I didn't bring the drum roll or the trumpet here. I'm sorry.
I am so glad. Well, I was going to say, and I think everybody else will be glad that we didn't either. We have been running a contest. It's really been put on by Fresh Living Cleaning. They're my friends Sean and Ida Rayford. They started a cleaning business about 7 years ago. And these are the workingest fools I have ever seen in my life. They just about go anywhere, and they do outstanding work, and you can absolutely count on them in your home.
Do you know if they do offices as well, or is it just home?
No, primarily? Offices is as well. And they came by, and we kind of talked to each other about putting a box out and letting people register for one free cleaning.
A deep cleaning.
Deep cleaning by them. Fresh Living Cleaning. And we have a winner today. And her name is Allison Schimmer.
We ought to see after that's done, we ought to see if we can get Allison to join us.
I'm thinking she probably will.
Maybe on the phone to tell us how good it was.
I would sure like that. We're going to call her and we're going to announce her name. It'll be on our Facebook page as well. Allison Schimmer, you are the lucky winner, and we'll get Sean and Ida Rayford from Fresh Living Cleaning to get in touch with you. Now, for you people that weren't quite as lucky, you're still looking for somebody fantastic, and you definitely want to check into them. I'm going to give you their telephone number, 214-8300. That's 214-8300. They give free estimates. Ask for Sean or Ida Rayford, and tell them they can send me my commission check in the mail anytime
okay,
they
and
want.
I'm going to do a memory test because that was one of those easy phone numbers. 214-8300.
That 214-8300. That was terrific.
I don't know how people get lucky and get an easy to remember phone number.
That Prevagen's working for you. I'll say that.
214-8300.
That's it. That's absolutely it. So, again, you'll ask Fresh Living Cleaning if you want to call them and tell them you heard us on the radio show so they know how much to write that check to me for.
There you go.
And wonderful friends, wonderful people. And Ms. Schimmer, you're going to be very pleased. So anyway, I wanted to pass that along. Check out our Facebook page. It'll be there. One of the things I did want to talk about, as I do almost every time we do this show, is our some of our elite vacuums, and something I want everyone to know that we are going to be getting in. As a matter of fact, we just got them in. The what's the word I'm looking for? I think the trailblazing was done by Dyson for rechargeable vacuums. Rechargeable vacuums have been out for a very long time, but we have always known them to be horrible. Just
well, I
horrible.
Was going to say when they first started, they really weren't that good, and you could expect to have to recharge if you had a very big job to do.
Oh, my gosh. And then even when they were full power, it was, you know, almost enough suction to pick up ashes out of an ashtray. So the company of Dyson really started working hard on making a rechargeable. In fact, they've devoted almost their entire plant to it, to making rechargeables the thing. Well, of course, what does that do? Well, that starts competition, and other good companies have done it as well.
Competition is good.
A couple of years ago, Ricar came out with a couple of rechargeables. One had a 90-minute runtime, which is fantastic.
Mm.
And it works as well as any upright vacuum you could ever have. And so as this grew, Orec, a very good name, has come out with what they call the pod, and it's a great idea. When you use these rechargeable machines, especially the ones from Dyson, almost all of them in the business are bagless. So what you do is you take it out and you run it, and then whatever the dirt you have, you go over to a trash bin, push a button, and a trap door opens, and the dust falls out. And, okay, when you're looking at the commercial, end of story. Except it's really not the end of the story, because anybody who's had a bagless vacuum understands. When you open that trap door, that dust doesn't just fall straight down. It kind of balloons out. Now, there's some that gravity will take hold of and put straight down, and then there's a lot of it that defies the laws of gravity, and they stay suspended in the air for as long as 8 hours. So you've got that stuff floating around. You get to taste it. It's in your eyes, and, of course, it affects your allergies. And so then after that, you still have to kind of stick your hand up in there and pull the rest of it out, because it doesn't all fall out of the trap door.
One, one of those fun-filled jobs.
Oh, it really is. So you get the job of picking up the filth with the vacuum, and then you get the job of picking it up with your hand. You know, what you were just picking up to try to get away from everybody, now you get to touch it again and rub around in it or something. Well, Orec came out with a great idea, and their machine has what the name is, a little pod. It's like a trash compactor. You put it in the machine, you vacuum, and this pod expands as it catches more and more dirt.
Okay.
So when you get ready to dump out the container, there is no dust floating around ever. And when you push the button, the expanded pod drops in the garbage can.
Wow.
You never touch the dirt. No dirt or dust floats around. They have really streamlined this product. It works very, very well on carpet, on floors. It maneuvers well. It's got the best attachments of any rechargeable I have ever seen. And I carry the latest Dyson products in my store. I'm a Dyson dealer, have been for many years.
Yep.
But you're going to be very impressed with this Orec, and it's actually less expensive than the Dyson is. So if you're looking for a rechargeable, come by and check out the Orec Pod and compare it. Again, that's the beauty of our store. Compare it next to the Dysons, next to the Ricar vacuums. And I've got a few others, ReadyVac, which you have a hand vac made by them.
Yep.
They make a pretty good little rechargeable.
Love that
hand vac. It's a terrific little product. So every price range, and that is the thing that we excel in, is no matter what your price range is, we will have something in that price range, because we want to appeal to all customers. And quite frankly, I really want to appeal. We love our customer base. They've been coming to us forever. but I love you millennials. I'm sorry. I know the whole world says horrible things about you, but here's what I'm going to say. Y'all are smart. Y'all are managing your money a heck of a lot better than we ever did. I know that. And you know this internet thing as well as anybody. My kids know how to shop for things like I was never able to do. And better than that, they know how to save their money in order to buy something and not accumulate a lot of debt. So you millennials, you need to be coming to my store. And you know why? Because when you buy it, you'll never have to worry about it again. It'll be our job to take care of it for you. And you will love that experience. Okay, guys, that's the second segment. We're running through this fast.
Yeah, and I have a mystery I want you to clear up for me when we come back.
I knew he was going to try to trip me up on the air. All right, guys.
It's called a tease.
ANA Vacuum, we're going to be right back in just a few minutes.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back, and you people on the Bayway, you should be about halfway across now.
And just about where the causeway and the Bayway intersect.
Because, you know, what's happening is there will be some people coming back in from Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, and you're in line with them, but that's okay. You're smiling, they're not, because you're listening to something very interesting. ANA Vacuum Art, two locations, West Mobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, 661-3549. In Fairhope, a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. That telephone number is 928-9286. Definitely check out aavacuum.net. That is our website.
New website.
Yes. AA Vacuum, VACUUM, two U's consecutive, .net. And when you look at that site, we've got a very unique site. Check out our television show on Comcast 6 from 7 to 7:30. And really, I've just run
Monday,
out of
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. That's all about me that I can tell you about.
And
that's
if you love the show, remember you got a DVR. You know, record all of them, and then you can run them all night like the other vacuum cleaner guys.
I went to
do.
The doctor, heart doctor, on Wednesday. It's just a really fun part of my life. It's going to the heart doctor. And as I'm sitting in there, a lady went, "You're the vacuum cleaner, man."
You're like the Mike Lindell of vacuum cleaners.
I believe so. And I said, you know, when I was 25, I used to roll my eyes at that, and now I just want to hug you. I love being called the vacuum cleaner guy.
Nothing wrong with that. I was just thinking, you know, every Sunday afternoon we talk about the people stuck out on the Bayway trying to get, you know, across to the other side. And I'm thinking, if we're still doing the show the day they open that big new beautiful, I know it's going to be a beautiful bridge.
Yes.
Over out there on the Bayway, we're going to have to talk a lot faster to get everything in before they get off.
I know.
I believe.
They'll be smiling
once
anyway.
Once they bypass the tunnel, I think they'll go a lot faster.
They're going to move, yes. It's going to be a pleasure.
Yeah. And what hours are the two stores open?
I'm glad you asked that. 8 to 5 during the week and 8 to 4 on Saturday, closed on Sunday.
Okay. I mentioned a mystery that I want you to help me clear up.
Yes.
You were talking about, you know, how the dust gets in the air when you're trying to get it out of some vacuum cleaners.
Yes.
And one of the things that's always mystified me, you can have a room that you don't ever go into and go in there after 2 or 3 months.
Yes.
And everything's got dust on it. Where does that come from? The ceiling fans, how in the world does that dust get all the way up there next to the ceiling?
Yes.
It's just...
especially if you didn't run the ceiling fans at all.
Yeah, that can just be sitting there.
The other one is my dog has never been under my bed.
Or Venetian blinds.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And the amount of pet hair. that accumulates under the bed. And I'm thinking, how does it get there? The covers go all
now,
the way down.
You don't think Katie is doing that while you're not looking, just sweeping it under the bed?
Well, I never thought about it. When I get home,
I'm
going
to ask her. Well, it's a possibility. Well, don't ask her.
Well, if you see a black eye, you'll know how that conversation
goes. Don't ask her because we need to have you here next week for the next
show.
That
is true, yes. Well, houses breathe so they're not, or they used to breathe. Now they're sealed tight. So as you open and close doors and stuff comes in, mm-hmm. and quite frankly, think about it, just off of our bodies. And this gets me to why would somebody bring a vacuum in and get it serviced and clean? And I'll tell you why. After 1 month of use, actually it's less than that if you want to know the truth, there are more germs in a vacuum cleaner than a public stall.
Wow.
So what goes on?
Boy, that's disgusting.
Isn't it horrible?
Yeah.
So what goes on when you take that bag out and get the puff of dust in your face, or you take that container and push the button and the stuff goes everywhere? That just is going back out into the air again. And if we're all running around trying to buy vacuums with HEPA filters and sealed HEPA filtration, because almost every infomercial now says, we have a sealed system and they'll do the black light and everything else. Well, you know what? That ends if you take this container and push a button and stuff goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So whoever had the flu, y'all are all about to get it again. And that's
you know, that might be why it keeps coming back around.
Well, and so what we do when you bring in a machine to me, we break everything down. We wash everything because odors accumulate, believe it or not, in the plastic. And number one on the list is pet hair odors.
You mean you don't just fix the vacuum?
You said it exactly right. I know how to stick a part on a vacuum and say,
sure.
you're done.
Yeah.
But Dad's never allowed us to do that. When we fix the machine, we're already taking it apart anyway. So he says, since you're taking it apart, I want it cleaned because our job is to serve, is what he always
said.
Matter of
fact, you even do a cleanup special, don't you?
I sure do. And you bring it in, and look, if you're from out of town, just let me know up front. You're from out of town. We know how to move. We can do it in an hour if that's what we have to do. Most people do not need it that quickly, thank goodness. So that allows us plenty of time. And even in the hour time, we've got the time. I take everything apart. I set it in a basin. I wash everything down. It dries. We use a compressor a lot outside. We actually mm-hmm. have a spot outside where we do some of the work. And in our website, we actually show step by step in videos what we do for repairs. Now, it's me on there, like who else would it be? But it's me. So I get to play with all the cool toys that we have. But it is, when we return your machine to you, it looks, runs, and smells like a brand new machine. And if we get the right compliment, it means you came in and went, that is not my vacuum. There's no way that's my vacuum. And if I get that reaction, and sometimes it's angry, then I know we've done a superb job on that. And that's the thing you're going to know too. Your machine, you'll think, I need to get a new vacuum. And when you're through picking it up from us, you're going to go home and you're going to pick up so much dirt. Just like a car needs to get tuned up or have the oil change, no different for your vacuum. It's got to be serviced from time to time.
Okay, and of course, you service everything you sell.
Absolutely.
You also will service things that people bought at other places.
Oh, yes. And it
doesn't hurt your feelings at all. Not a bit.
I don't care where you bought it. I just care that you bring it in and let me know what's going on. Our estimates are always free. Most of the estimates we can do while you wait. Worst case scenario, I'll say, look, I don't have enough time right now. Can you leave it with me? I will never do anything until you know and agree. There is nothing worse. And that's what scares me about taking things to have them serviced, is you start with one price, and when you go pick it up, it's a whole different price. And they've got a bunch of reasons, but nobody told me about that beforehand. Had I known that, I might not have left it. So I don't like to do that to people. I don't like people doing it to me. So that's the way we run the business.
And there's a lot of people, David, that either do it for a living or do it to supplement their income. And I'm talking about cleaning other people's homes.
Yes.
Or businesses. And if you're doing, if you're listening right now and you're one of those people that, you know, clean houses for a living, and you haven't ever been to A&A Vacuum Cleaner, Vacuum Mart, you owe it to yourself and your business to get by and just see what it's all about.
Well, and I'll tell you,
because I know you have a lot of professional cleaners that use your service.
Well, so much so that we added a spot on our website specifically for the janitorial companies. And to be honest with you, most of ours are little mom and pop places like Sean and Ida Rayford from Fresh Living Cleaning. They came in, they like backpack vacuums. That means you strap them on and you've got this incredible freedom to go and do anything you want to do, get high places.
And Marguerite and I have got to come by soon and look at those backpacks. Cause,
she will like them,
well,
too.
Well, and she's getting to the point where she's having a little more trouble getting around, you know, and so I think that might be a big solution.
I think it could work for her, and the one we carry is literally the lightest one made, and that's why everybody loves it. It's HEPA filtration, great suction, and then we actually can do, you know, that's something else we do, is we can take a machine and somebody will say, you know what, I like this cord, but I need a longer cord. So with Sean and Ida, we went to a 50-foot cord instead of just a 30-foot cord.
Yeah.
So, and then, quite frankly, I like to put my attachments on them because the attachments that come with them I don't think are that good. So for no extra money, I put on the best horsehair attachments because, again, that's something you can do when you go to a specialty store. Quite frankly, something as simple as you bought a vacuum at XYZ place, now it's time for a belt or a bag. Is there anything worse? You go back to that store, which means you had to park about 2 football fields away, mm-hmm. and then get to the building and then walk another football field to find out they don't carry any belts or bags or filters for that machine.
You know, and how can you sell products and not carry the accessories?
And, you know, it happens all the time.
Or the replacement parts that the owner can easily replace.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we as a group of people have all just said, you know what, it's kind of like when you decide, you know, everything's just throwaway. And what I want you to know in the vacuum cleaner business, it does not have to be throwaway. That's what we do, is we resurrect bad vacuums and make them good again. In the meantime, if it's too far gone, turn around. Everything in my store, there is nothing used. Everything's brand new. Everything will have Amazon's price on it as well as ours. So you'll know how we stack up. If you get that little iPhone out, and what am I saying, little? Those things are getting so big now, they look like a big screen TV.
Well, we're going to be carrying TV sets around.
I think you're right. I think you're right. So they take a picture. Does not bother me. If that bothers other people at other stores, that's their problem. You can do it in my store all you want, and you will be very pleased with our price. And then we show you how it works, how it operates, how to take care of it, and then we help you take care of it. So people like Sean and Ida or my other people that have maybe regular upright vacuums, when they buy a machine from me, they usually will pick out the ones that are obviously well-made, can hold up to everyday beating, but then also will have a great warranty and service plan included, because what they want to be able to do is go from Mrs. Smith's house to Mrs. Jones and have it cleaned and serviced so it doesn't smell like the 4 dogs that the last house had. So that's something we can provide.
Gotta love that doggy smell.
Oh, it's wonderful. I got it. Guys, this is A&A Vacuum Art, and we'll be right back.
Love my dogs.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, this has been about the fastest hour ever.
It has flown by.
All right, let me give addresses and everything. One block, our Westmobile store is one block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, right next to, what's the name of the barbecue place? I just slipped my mind.
I don't know, but the way I look at it is that as you're going west on Cottage Hill and you're starting down that first hill.
The Meat Boss.
Yeah, but yes. After you cross over University, look to your left, a little strip mall right there.
Yes, and you'll see our
big
sign. And
you're in the middle of some really nice small businesses.
Absolutely, but you'll see our gigantic sign, but that's not what will get you. You'll smell the wonderful smell of the Meat Boss barbecue.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the smell of the vacuum repair shop.
No, luckily Meat Boss is close to it, so we don't have to catch that
one. Kind of covers it up.
Yes, so that's when you'll know you're at the right spot. So that's in Westmobile. Telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, 928-9286. Check out our website, aavacuum.net. And watch our television show, Comcast, from 7 to 7:30. You'll get to see us Monday through Friday. That's so much, David, you won't know what to do.
You know what? I can't believe we did something, or we didn't do something.
Uh-oh.
We've gone almost through the whole hour without mentioning the Infinity program.
We didn't mention. I didn't mention Central Vacuums either.
That's right. So we better get busy.
So let me just say this. If you are building a home, you want my son Stephen to come and take a look. Everything you ever thought about a vacuum flow system, good or bad, you need to drop that because the game has totally changed. Years ago, a vacuum flow system was put in a house in new construction. You had a large tank with a large motor in a garage or a utility room. And then you had spots around the house where you would take a 30-foot hose, walk to it, plug it in. The vacuum would cut on. You would vacuum. Okay, you're through. Move to the next place. Take it upstairs. And over the years, it was terrific. But the things that people clamored for was, look, I like my central vac system. I hate lugging the hose around.
That's right.
I need a better way to store the hose and
attachment. Or to have to unhook and go hook in some other
somewhere
part of the
house. So, or you go to the closet. You say, okay, it's not working right. Let's get your hose and attachments out. And you go to the closet and open it up. And on the floor, mixed in with the shoes, a couple of coats, things like that, is your hose and your attachments. Because look, like anybody else, you got to roll it up and throw it somewhere. So what has come out, and quite frankly, what my son Stephen said, Dad, we got to jump on this. And when you're old like me, you don't take chances. When you're young and aggressive like him, what you do is you take something and make it yours. So that's what he did. He learned the Haida hose system, which is the new central vacuum or vacuum flow system you want. It's called Haida hose. And if you go to our website, aavacuum.net, we have videos of how this product works. What he does is as he installs it, you will walk up to a spot and you won't insert a hose. You'll open up a trap door, pull the hose out. Now, you may need 10 feet, 20 feet, 40 feet, 60 feet. But all of that you can do. So if you have a quick spill, pull out what you need, vacuum, let it go right back into the wall. If you want to vacuum an entire area, you pull out as much as you need. You vacuum when you're through. It retracts right up into the wall, so you don't have to store anything. You don't have to haul anything. It disappears. It is the Jetsons on steroids, and it is the greatest thing ever. Now, Central Vacuums in general offer 100% dust-free.
That's right.
Folks, there is no vacuum in the world that offers 100% dust-free except a good built-in vacuum flow system.
Maybe for the first time in your life, you can get rid of those allergies.
That is it. It's 100% noise-free. There's no noise in the house. Now, standing next to it, there's some, obviously.
Sure.
And then the system we go with, which is the Recar system. Recar is because it's the best and it's made in the USA. Even dirt disposal. You touch no dirt, you taste no dirt, and you don't inhale any dirt or germs. It is the most wonderful thing in the world, and don't just consider it if you're building a home. We retrofit all the time. What I do is send Steven out. He'd take a look. He wants it to look like it was thought of during the building process, whenever that was. And yes, we've been out to Mississippi.
You've been to historical homes.
That's it, and made it work beautifully. And so Steven will be your guy on that. And you call us at either location, 661-3549 or 928-9286. And we can set up a quote for that.
And if Steven's not right there at that moment, he'll return the call.
Oh, always, always. Well, he'll keep track. And then, again, like we do everything, we don't just sell a system and say, okay, see you later, end of the relationship.
You back up what you sell.
That's it. We are just beginning the relationship. You don't have to worry. You don't have to get in touch with the builder, to get in touch with the company, to have somebody call you back. We handle all of it. You'll just call me, and we'll take care of everything. I've got every part for our built-in vacuum systems, so when we come out ready to repair and get you going. So keep us in mind if you're building a home, if you've thought about a built-in vacuum system for the home you're in, you may want to call us for that as well, in addition to everything we carry in the store. Now, I'm running out of time, so I don't want to forget the winner of our contest, which was a free deep cleaning put on by a premier cleaning company, Fresh Living Cleaner. That's Sean and Ida Rayford. They've been customers of ours for years, and these are hardworking, wonderful, honest people, and they are giving away one free deep cleaner to a lucky winner. And today it was Allison Shimmer, and we will
Allison live in Mobile, or do you have that with you?
Yeah, I do. She lives in off Ziegler Boulevard, and I won't give her every information because everybody will try to steal her her free deep cleaning, and we can't have that. But anyway, I think she will be very pleased with Sean and Ida's work, and then we're going to announce it on Facebook, and we'd love for her to come back in either here or at the store and give a little testimonial on what she thinks. And Sean and Ida, I just want to say, you know, whatever you think I was worth today, please just, you know, write a number on a check and add a couple of zeros to it, and we should be good, I think.
That sounds good.
Charlie and I will go to Biloxi.
And I'm all choked up. I think we need one of those central vacs in this radio station.
I thought you were going to say a stiff drink, but maybe not.
Maybe later.
Well, guys, listen, I appreciate it. Again, repairs, don't think of us just for vacuums. We sell the best air purifiers, the best steam mops, the best shampooers. If you want a shampooer that cleans the carpet beautifully and dries in 20 minutes, we've got the right machine to do it. In the meantime, this is Dad. He's going to take us home using our good friends. I think you recognize her.
Gladys Knight.
And the Pips.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget the Pips.
Guys, we'll be back next week. And if Charlie's alive, he'll be with me. We'll be right back next time. See ya.
He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind.